Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about getting up. It is so important for us to get up, especially when things haven't gone our way. Falling down and falling does not mean that you do not have the ability to rise again. The Bible speaks about the fact that the righteous falls seven times but rises again. And it's so important that we realize that falling or seemingly failing does not mean that it is the end of our walk or the end of our journey. When we rise up, we become what God has called us to be. We become tenacious. Tenacity should be built on the inside of us. And when we find that, we become the ultimate force to be reckoned with. Find your strength whenever you have fallen down. Find the strength to rise up. Find the strength to become again. Find the strength to stand and not to lay low. It is important to know that whatever you are going through is not the end. You know, there are so many moments in life where people may fall and they may think that it is the end of time. But I can also attest to the fact that there are so many people in life that have fallen, not once, not twice, not thrice, but many times. And they've gotten up. And because they got up, they've gotten a second chance. They've gotten a third chance, a fourth, a fifth chance. And their determination ultimately took them to success. It is so important not to be disturbed, deterred, or demotivated by falling down, but to understand that it builds muscle and it builds character. To understand that it is not just something that's going to keep you there forever. I do believe that sometimes falling will actually make you stronger. Having success upon success is a beautiful thing. It is a good thing. But it doesn't always build character. And it doesn't always build muscle. Sometimes it is important to go through the tests of life to understand that you are actually greater and you can overcome. Just think about it. Your greatest victories were not, or your greatest success stories were not the things or the stories or the moments when you just succeeded without any hassle. It was the processed moments. It was the moments where you had to fight. It was the moments when you had to remember, but I am greater than this. I am able to overcome. It was the moments in life where you became stronger. Those are the things that you remember. I can think of many examples within my life where I had to go through a process, and the process wasn't always nice, but the process built me, and the process made me stronger, and the process also allowed me to become a teacher for others. If you are just going to get everything easy, how are you going to teach others? How are you going to help others through their process? You see, we can't just be a people that is so focused on just wanting things to happen fast and wanting things to happen without process. We have to be a people that understands that it is the process that builds. If we look at a house, for instance, would you believe that a house that is built in one day is strong enough? Would you have faith in those builders? Would you have faith in the process? No, I wouldn't. I want to know that they have checked everything. I want to know that they have gone through the building process. I want to know that everything is secure. And that's the thing with fast things. It's not always secure. But things that are processed have been settled, the foundation has been laid, and it takes you to a place of realizing that things are actually settled and it will stand longer. The scripture that comes to mind is the man who builds his house upon a rock versus the man who builds his house upon the sand. Which one do you think will last? Well, the Bible does tell us which one lasts. But we need to change our thinking and we need to change our patience levels. Not to be so impatient when it comes to the process. Not to be so impatient when we are going through a process. And in moments when we fall, we need to get up. We need to become what God has called us to become. And that is going to take someone who is willing to go through a process that will make them stronger so that they can be an example for someone else. Training in any sort of way, it costs and it takes continual training. You can't just train if you are doing a sport, do it once, and then tomorrow you end up being a complete superstar or a complete champion within that field. It does not work that way. There needs to be discipline. There needs to be continual training. And in that process, you are going to fall. You are going to feel like your feelings are hurt. You are going to feel demotivated. But it's not people who have succeeded the first time that I particularly would follow. I would follow those who fell. I would follow those who made mistakes. I would follow those who got up again and tried again. Why? Because there are lessons that they can teach me. And there's a process that they can take me through that the person who didn't fall can't always teach me. So I want to encourage you today. Lift up your head. Lift up your head. David says, "Soul, why are you so downcast?" He started speaking to his soul. He started encouraging himself in the Lord. And it's so important that you find yourself in that place. Because it is God. It is God that will help you to get up even when you fall. There are so many people in the Bible that were great people. A lot of them ended up great after failing. After falling, but they got up, they rose up, and they became champions. And this day I want to remind you that you are a champion. Don't give up. Become what God has called you to be. Rise up every day. Show up every day. Fight every day. Become every day. And eventually you will be at the end of the finish line without realizing what has happened, without realizing that you have actually made it. And that is the most important thing. I encourage you today to get up, fight, and become the ultimate process of God. And promise, let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I'm rising up and I'm becoming the promise and the perfected work of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.